Kelim Perek Yud Mishnah Aleph. Elu Kelim Matzilin Bitzomit Psil. The basic premise of the Nyonim of Hakofas Tzemit Psil that we've been learning now, the last Perek or two, is that when something is in a Kli Cheres, even though the ear space ostensibly is Avir that should be Mitami, that's why Umeis, or Al Tzavir Shinimtza by Sheretz, Avir of a Kli Cheres. But the fact that it's in a different Kli Cheres takes it out of the realm of that Avir HaMetame. The Shaila is, what is the Kli that it could be in that will do that Hatzola? It has to be a Kli. Because of that, we have specifications in that. If the Kli is a Kli that's Mekabel Tumo, Kli Mateches, Kli Eitz, and so on. So the fact that the Kli is Mekabel Tumo means that it's not Hatzola. We've had this Klal before. Kli Cheres is doch not Mekabel Tumo, because it's only Mekabel Tumo. Me'avire, not Migav. We have other Kelim over here in the Mishnah, not because they're Mekabel Tumo Me'aviron, but because they're not Mekabel Tumo at all. Kli Glolim is a Kli that's made out of Glolim. You could fashion something that has a clay kibble, but it doesn't have a shame Kli to be Mekabel Tumo. Kli Avonim, Kli Adomo. Kli Adomo, L'cher should be the same thing as Cheres, except that over here it's not refined Adomo. It's earthenware, but unrefined. Dried pieces of clay. I read that when they built houses on the prairie in the Chveis in Kansas and South Dakota, so they took pieces of earth. The earth was very tough, and they dried it in the sun, and they built with that. That was like bricks. So you could definitely treat it as earthenware, but it's not refined, so it doesn't have a shame kli. Kli cheres is what we call that it was made in a kiln. Kli neser. There's also Kli Adam, but it's a type. Maybe it's something similar to aluminum. Kelim that are made from Atzmois HaDog V'Oiroi. It's made from bones of Dag V'Oiroi. We have Gzeres HaKosuv. The Mishnah is going to say later on, Perek Yizayin, Kol Shebayom Tohor. Even though the skin, there's such a thing as clay or Begodim. Could be Mitame. If it's clay, Etzem is from a behemoth. But Kol Shebayom, the Nevel of a dog is not mitame. That somo is not a kli that can be mekabel tumah, and the oil of a dog as well. Even if you could use it as a kli, but it's not mekabel tumah. Uklei ha'etz ha'tohirim. Klei etz ha'tohirim l'chayra. Klei etz amekabel. So we're talking over here. Ha'tohirim is the mefarshim say when it's very big, where it could fit our boim saw. The Rav adds a detail that we'll see later on about is that the way to measure the size where it's not any more a kli. The Torah says, Mikol kli eitzoy beged oy oro is sok. It has to be dumya de beged oro is sak, that it's doba hametaltel. If it's too big, it can't be nistaltel, so well, it's not a kli. So the weight is either 40 saw of liquid, which is the size of a mikveh, or it's shishim saw of salad. That's the shear. There is another pshat that the Mefarshim bring, which is Kli Eitz Tahirim could mean Kli Eitz that doesn't have a base kibble. And because of that, it's Tahirim. Kli of Mateches, we had in the first parak, could be Mekabel Tumah even without a Kli kibble. Not by Kli Eitz. It's not as Choshev as Kli Mateches. That could also be a possibility. All these things, if it's in it, it's hard to say Kli Eitz Tahirim is something without a base kibble. Because we're talking over here, the Gabi Hakof is Tzomet Psil, so by definition it has a clay kibble. It's surrounding something that's Nitzal. So what are we talking about? We're not talking about a flat tray made of Kli Eitz. So the Pasha is like the first pshat. Is that Kli Eitz Tahirim, because it's such a huge thing that it's mamish the size of a bathtub, so maybe it's not Mekabel Tumah. Now we'll just point out a few horrors. One horror is over here, in the Mekor of Kol HaKelim HaTahirim Matzilim B'Tzomet Psil, you look at the Rav, and it comes from the Rash. They bring a drosha from a Sifri of the pasuk says, V'choil. V'choil is marbe that kol ha'kel toirim is matzel. It's a ribuy. It's a kli, but it's, since it's not mekabel tumah, sumela, it's matzel b'tzamet psil. L'maisi, you look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, a svara. It's a kabel choyim. Kli cher, resh mekabel tumah, mitoyche is matzel. Kolshkin, some that's not mekabel tumah at all. So Tesis Yom Tov says, Im svaruhu lomalikro, yes, on the Rash and the Rav. L'chayre, the answer should be straightforward. There would be a legitimate havamina
that if something doesn't have a shame kli, it's not mekabel tuma. The pshat is felt in the shame kli. Felt in the shame kli, who says that it has a din? Remember what we said in the end of the last perek, that the din of tzom psil is not airtight from a biological standpoint. Airtight means that it's not in that space because it's in a kli. What happens if it doesn't have a shame kli? If it has a din of a tzibroch in a kli, then even with a stima, it's not matzel. So here also, if it doesn't have a shame kli, because it's not mekabel tuma, in Hilchus Kabbalah's tuma doesn't have a shame kli. So maybe it's not matzel. The kamash malanu is that it has a shame kli to be called the guf adova that's in a divinia space. It just doesn't have the shame kli to be mekabel tuma. But I haven't been there is. Another horror. You look over here, kli avonim kli adom, and the Rav says, comes from the Rambam, Pirush Mishnayis, that kli avonim kli adom, because it's not tomei, not midarais, and not midarabonim. Meduik in the Rav, that if kli avonim and kli adom, they would have been geyser on, then it would take away its status to be a makiv tzomet psil, to be matzel from tuma on the oichel that's in the kli chayos. And the shaila is why? Is it poshut that a derabonon would sabotage that's all derabonon? That's what it sounds like. The Mishnah Melech asks a kasha that we have a sugya that seems not that way. The famous sugya of Tuma V'Taira in Bava Basu Davchof. Bava Basu Davchof is in the middle of Lo Yachbar, and the Inyonim in Lo Yachbar is mechitzis between usage of different neighbors, Nizkei Shcheinim. And the Gemara brings in a sugya of blocking between Rishuyos, Legabi Hezekriya, Legabi Ishtamshus. And because of that, the Gemara goes off into a whole sugya of Tumah V'Taira. Rabbi Seinu had Sheklolis. You look, Reb Nochum, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, other Yeshivas had Tyrus Torah. That was their place in the Yeshiva Shemesechtes for it. One of the places. And over there, there's a Tosis in Bava Basu Davchof, and it's a rationale as Perek Yud Gimel, that if you have two rooms, and there's a wall between them, which should be chaitz, instead if there's a mess in one room, it's not metama the contents of the other room. However, there's a pesach, a chaloin between the two rooms. You could stuff the chaloin and block the pesach and be menea havora satuma from one to the other, even al yidei something which is mekabel tuma derabbanan, which sounds like it's oimid benigud to the yisoid that we have here. Mishnah's Tyrus stells avek what the Yisrael Adov is. Achrein mutcher in it. L'chor the chilek is that when you're trying to create a shame kli, which should be mafsik, the havoras hatuma, and it's choytzitz, you need to have a shame kli that's not mekabel tuma. A kli that's mekabel tuma does not stop the transfer of tuma. A kli which is mekabel tuma derabonon, on a derabonon level, also doesn't stop the havor of tuma. However, where the two rooms are divided by a mechitza, there's a Pesach between the two of them, which would be Maver Tumal after the Mechitza. What do you need? You need a Stimus HaPesach. This really goes back to what we explained at the end of Perek Tes. Sometimes there's a bittel of the Shem Kli that has one shear. Sometimes the Kli is a Kli, there's a Pesach, which invites in Tumah. So you have to close the Pesach, that has a different dynamic. So over here as well, closing up the Pesach, that's maver, bachaloin, between cheder v'cheder, over there it's easier. And even if it's mekabel tuma derabonon, we still see it as an effective soisem es ha-pesach, and now the mechitza blocks. The mechitza defines it as two rooms. That's the chayad amit yus ha-dvarim. There's another interesting point to make over here. We have in the Mishmah, atzmus hadog v'oiroi, atzmus chaya shebayom v'oiro. Tesis Yomtiv says, when we say Atzmus HaDog, the Mishnah Usuf should have said Atzmus HaOif. It's only Atzom, it's Kli Etzem, is from an animal bone, but not from an Oif. Oif is Tohor. So the Chet should be the same thing as Atzmus HaDog V'Oiroi. He says, L'maisa, if you look later on in Perek Yud Zayin, there are cases where there were Goyzer by an Oif, so Memelo Loitoni Luhu, because it's not cut and dry, it's not black and white. Ayin Shom. It's also Durabonon. Like what we just said before, it's only Durabonon, and still it would not be considered a Choytzitz, even though it's only Mekabel Tuma Durabonon. That's one point. Lemaisa, in the El Yerabah from the Goin, he has the Girsa in the Mishnah, Atzmus HaDog V'Oiroi, Atzmus HaOiv V'Oiroi. He has such a Girsa, and the Goin argues on that Girsa. He says, V'Loi Gassin and Atzmus Chaya Shabayom, because if it's from Yom, even it has a dmus chai, there are things that live in the water that have a dmus of an animal. A seal is a good question, because seals live in the water, and they come out, they sun themselves, and maybe they eat on the shore. So these are good questions, type of amphibians that live in the water, but they come out. What happens if they live mamish in the water? Then even if it has a tzura of a chayish or bayom, it has a tzura of an animal that could be on land, but they live in the water, lemaisa, they're not metame. So Mamel, the Goyin says that can't be the gersa. Akabonim, the Goyin has the gersa of Atzmus o'iv v'oiroi, but when you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Kelim Perek Alva Lochadal, the Rambam says in Misvara, Yeroi li, which always means in the Rambam there is no Makoy saying in Misvara, Sha'akelim asuim o'ro oifein mekablin tumi k'mayetz moiso. According to the Goyin, it's before Shun Mishnah. So clearly the Goyin didn't have that gersa. So the Tosfos Yom Tov, like we said, asked the kasha of Atzmus o'iv. And you look at the Rishash on Perk Chovdal, Mishnah Yer Aleph, and he's Mechadish, that Atzmus Ha'oif V'oiroi Taka is not Mekabel Tumah. If it comes into contact with the Sheretz or with a dead body, it's not Mekabel Tumah. But it does have one type of Tumah. Tumas Medris, if it's Oimid L'mishkav Moishav Merkav, it will have Tumah. Because of that, it's called Roy L'kabel Tumah, and then it's not Choytzitz M'tnei Tumah. This is the Rishash's answer to Tosfos Yom Tov Kasha. It's a very important idea. First of all, the etzem shame kli that's not choitzitz, that doesn't have a shame kli to hakofes summit psil, is even when it's not mekabel the regular tumas kelim. Even though we're talking over here, is it a kli? Is it not a kli? Is it a kli to be mevatel the havora satuma? If it has any shame royal lekabel tuma, then it doesn't have that din. It's not matzel, even if the tuma is not the typical tumas kelim. It's an idea worth remembering. The Mishnah now elaborates, Matzilin, the Hatzolas, a Kli, that has an opening, but that opening is sealed, Al Yidei, Tzmidas Psil, El HaPesach, so it's Mevatel D'Shem Pesach, is Ben Mipiem, the natural opening of the Kli, Ben Mitzidem, where there was an opening on the side, and it was closed up, Al Yidei HaKofes Tzomis Psil, Ben Yoshim Al Shulehem, the kli sits on its bottom, the way a kli is, you have a jar, it has a flat bottom, it stands, it has an opening on the top, you screw on a screw top, it's sealed to the opening, bein mutin al tzidem, or if the way it sits is sitting on its side. What's the havimin and what are the svaras? Why should it depend on the horizontal or the vertical? So let's go back to the Mishnah. You kluyin al pihem, if a kli was turned over on its top, the bottom of the kli is up and the opening is down, and it's glued, it's attached to the ground with a tzomet psil, with clay. Matzilin kol shetachtem adat tohoim. Everything that's inside of it, and anything that's in the ground that has even a kever 10 feet underneath it is also nitzo. Rabbi Elazar mitame, Rabbi Elazar holds that tzomet psil is not matzel, whatever's tachas ha-kli, whatever's inside the kli that's sealed to the ground, even though it's the same seal. The loshon of the gzeres ha-kosev is mukav tzom b'psil olov. Olov means on the top, not on the bottom. So clearly, the Tanakhama, the Mishnah, was coming lafuka. It doesn't make a difference which direction it is. L'maisa, the Rambam, is in Hilchas Tumas Meis, and also in the Pirushim Mishnayis, holds that the din that we're talking about over here is legabe oil hames, whether a kli that's put on the ground. We're not talking about glued to the ground. We're talking about whether it's an oil to be matzel from tumas meis that's underneath it, that's in another oil that's surrounding it. And legabe the drosha we just mentioned, somit psil olov, that has to be olov and not to the ground, that everybody holds of. The machlokes is only legabe oil hames. This Rambam is in Tumas Meis, Per Chof Aleph, Halacha Gimel. And the Rabbi clearly argues on the Rambam. The Pashtus is that, okay, we have one Nakuda that according to Rambam, there's no machloikis about the drosha of Tzomet Psil Olov, that if it's facing downwards, it doesn't have a Hatzolam Midin Tzomet Psil. All it has is a Hatzolam Midin that it's in a separate oil. And that machloik, that Nakuda is Taka the Machlek Stanoim. And the Pashtus is that the Ravid and the Rash over here that also learns differently, and the Ravda learns differently than the Rambam, what they hold is that there is no Hatzolam Midin oil. And the reason for it would be very straightforward. There's a cloud that ain't Kelim Nasim oil. The shaila is, as Reb Chaim, the Chiddush Reb Chaim Alevi in Perek Chof Mitumas Meis points out, is that the svora is kemat muchrach in the Mishnah itself. What the Rambam says that we're talking about midin oil has to be the pshat, because imishum mukav tzomet psil, let's say he took a glass jar and he glued it to the ground. That which is buried under the ground is in the jar. So why would that be called hakofet tzomet psil? Elamai. You have to say, no, there's a structure on top, and that structure is matzel midin oil. Now you have the kasha, ain't kelim oil. Now, we'll point out one thing. That's for sure that a klicheres cannot be an oil. That's a klal. We'll have that later, mitzvah Hashem. There's no such thing as an oil made out of klicheres. You can't have an oil made out of other materials that are mentioned in the Mishnah. You'll have to say that the din over here is l'gabi the other materials that are mentioned in the Mishnah. But this nekuda, like we just said from Reb Chaim, proves that we have to be talking about a hatzolas oil. And you have to say that there's, according to the Rambam, there's a new type of hatzolas oil that happens when there's a kli that's glued to the ground. The rivet holds when it's glued to the ground, it becomes a new din of oil shel kli kofui. That's separate than the regular din oil. It's a new type of oil that has to be glued to the ground. Regular oil doesn't have to be glued to the ground. Just the structure. Like the Rambam, you'll have to say that the kli over here is talking about it has sides. The sides have to be a tefach, because that's the basic prerequisite of an oil. And that's what we're talking about, legabi hatzolas masha lamata mimenu, and that's the machlokes tanoim over here. Mishnah finishes off, ala koil matzilin, all these types of kelim that I mentioned in the Mishnah, they all have the din of mukav tzamid psil, chutz mikli cheres, sheni matzil el ala cholim, v'ala mashkim v'al kli cheres. Anything that's inside a kli cheres is nitzel, but Chazal were geyser that other things besides for oichel mashke and klicheres, namely other types of kelim that do have tahara b'mikveh, do become tamei, even though mederaisa, they should be also nitzel. That's exactly the rabbanon, like we mentioned in the beginning of the previous parak. Mishnah Beis, bameh makifim. First Mishnah was which type of kli is the kli that you can enclose something to be nitzel from tumma ba'avir. The second yisoid is you have the kli and you have the cover. What is the cover? Or rather said, there's the psilm, there's the tzimud of attaching the cover to make it into ois pesach, like we explained, and that makes it not penetratable. What is the hakofas hakli to make into a tzom psilm? Bisid, which is like lime. Gispis is the taitcha they use is geves, which in Ivrit means like plaster for the walls when you do a paint job, or what they make a cast out of. So the Farshim said that one is whiter than the other, but they're two different types of cement mixes that glue something on. Zephis is pitch. Shava is wax. Tit is pure cement. Tsoya is excrement. Obviously, it's not what's usually used, but it's something that's meluchluch, but it does create a chibur. Bechoymer, choymer is like you have in the Torah by Mitzrayim, choymer levenim, it's a type of cement. Becharsis, charsis is some type of paste, it's also like cement, which is ground up kli cheres together with water. Bechol dova hamismarech, anything that grinds, that's soft, and it attaches onto something and it pulls things together. Ein makifin loy bebaatz. Rav says, bats is bedil. Bedil is like tin. Beloy b'forus is lead. These are two types of metal. Mipnei, shehu posel. That's a cover, but it's not the chibur of the cover to the kli. Ve'en itzomid, like we just explained. It's not something that glues it to the kli. Ein makifin, loy b'dvelo shmeno. A dvelo is a date, and it's processed, that means it's rolled. It's not dripping juice, belechos, but it's still fresh. So memela, because it's fresh, not dried out, it could still be a chibur of the cover to the kli. V'loy bebotzek shenilish b'mei peres, a dough that's made, flour that's mixed together with fruit juice. What's the point? Why not flour mixed together with water? Flour mixed together with water is hukshal lekabel tuma. It already had mashk on it. Mei peres is not one of the types of liquid that are machshir lekabel tuma. There is no hatsola for tzomet psil, except for something which is not mekabel tuma, which is why a kli, which is mekabel tuma, can't protect that which is in the kli, because it's not chaytzitz, because it becomes tuma itself. Food that's hukshir lekabel tuma would become tuma. So the point over here is dveilishmeinu botzik nidushmei peris is that they're not hukshir, they're betzim not roy lekabel tuma themselves. So why not let them be the glue that holds the psil onto the tzomit? That's matzmin it onto the kli. So the Mishnah says that the reason why not, shalei avienu de psil, it's gzera de rabbonon, because it's gonna be open to being mekabel tumah. As soon as water touches it, it's going to be royal mekabel tumah. So mel, that's going to invite the tumah. So mel, it doesn't work. But lemaisa, it does work. It's just one shouldn't do it. Vim hikiv itzel. Lemaisa, it is matzel if it was done. A few ways to explain what this lechatchila din derabbanan is. The Rav, coming from the Rash, explains the lechatchila one shouldn't do it because it's... What happens if it's hukshas? If it's hukshas, then it will become tamei, and it won't be matzel, and then you're going to have a dovet tamei. You think it's a dovet tamei, it could bring out kama mechshoylem. The Rambam says different. The Rambam says, if you look at the sugin of Eitzor daf nunhei, there's a tzad over there, machleks in the Gemara, that maybe there's an issa bechlal to be goyim tumah lechulun shebe'etz Yisrael. So what is he doing? He has a big kli full of valuable food that he doesn't want to become tamei. He takes a little bit botzek shenilish b'mei peris. He smears it around the edge of the kli in order to glue it on. But with that, as soon as the person who's in the room dies, that itself, the botzek, is going to become tamei. Well, it's going to be, it could become tamei as soon as something will be makshirit. So mel, it's also to be goyrim to something to become tamei. And then the nafkamina is that we don't pask in that way. And Lamaisa, when you look at the Rambam in Halacha and Perkov Beis Mitumas Meis Halacha Ches, he brings it all makif and help. Even these things in the Mishnah, Kilu he doesn't hold it in the Mishnah because he holds it only according to that Shita. This din, of course, it's also to be metame tuma, to be metame chulin beretz Yisrael. Of course, it's only a din derabonon. And the Pashto says, Rashi says in the Sugya and Gittin that it's all prushim that would eat chulin betahara. So the other one should be machmir lechatchila. So that was the din over here, was also the rabbanon. Out to that.